This podcast is brought to you by Men's Tee Clinic. Men's Tee Clinic is the team I trust with my total wellness optimization, and so should you. Five DFW locations with North Frisco, El Dorado Parkway at Dallas North Tollway now open. Call 972-GO-MEN'S-TEE or visit mensteeclinic.com.
Why does this room look amazing? What'd you change?
Oh, I just got these custom shades from Blinds.com. It's all online, so it's really easy. Great price, too.
Ugh, I remember shopping for Blinds. I waited around all day just to get a quote.
Hi, sorry I'm late. I know you said just the bedroom, but what do you feel about the
bathroom? Like I had to say yes, just to get rid of her.
All right, just go ahead and sign here and we'll get everything taken care of.
It took forever, and the worst part, hidden fees. How about you?
I chatted with my Blinds.com design consultant on my time, got free samples, and it was all super high quality at a great price. Plus, they make it easy to DIY or add installation like I did.
Blinds.com sounds way better.
Way better. And everything comes with their 100% satisfaction guarantee. Plus, check this out. I can control them from my phone.
Whoa, magic.
There's a better way. Shop Blinds.com for up to 45% off. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Odyssey celebrates National Hispanic Heritage Month, brought to you by T-Mobile. You can count on T-Mobile to help you stay connected on America's largest 5G network.
Here we go. It's hour number two of the G-Bag Nation here on 105.3 The Fan. It's time to talk with Stephen Jones here about your Dallas Cowboys before too long. And we look forward to that. Cowboys and Saints Sunday at noon. The pregame at 9 o'clock here on The Fan with Broaddus and Chiafalo. Then the postgame at about 3 o'clock with Broaddus and Wolchuk. And it'll be a time we'd love it if you could make us part of your weekend as well. Okay, General at your service. Salute to you. There's Brian Broaddus, former Cowboy Scout, NFL executive. Number one influencer on Cowboys social media. Follow him at Brian Broaddus. Lucky Lucius P, that's Lucius Alexander. He is in the Pimp Cup at Master Control. You have Wolchuk and Chiafalo, your Nosebleed brothers. And, of course, Carter Freeman is coordinating your video. You can watch us at 105thefan.com, Twitch, and on YouTube. Wolchuk did the pickled pig's feet bet payoff.
Unbelievable.
Surprisingly well.
Crushed it, man. Really crushed. Didn't vomit, and that was like, I mean, it was like plus 500 in the odds to not vomit.
There, I really thought after the first bite, it was game over. I really did.
Yeah.
You're maybe saved by the fact that there's just not a lot of meat on that bone.
Yeah, I think that that definitely helped me. And then, you know, Brian trash talking. It was just like, bleep you, dude. I'm going to get this done.
You really put your best foot forward, and we're all proud of you for it.
Yeah. I mean, he says that, you know, I can't finish. You know, I can't perform in the clutch. Well, I just did.
That was a tough feat, and you dominated.
I tried
it.
I tried my best.
I was just kind of hopeful that you would fail and then have to do something else. That's just the kind of teammate I am.
Yeah, I know. Well, thanks for getting those.
You were toeing the line there for a second. Yeah. But then you came back and dominated.
Are you jealous of Wolchuk now because his is done, Broaddus?
Not at all.
Wow.
Not at all. Not until about 5:25.
Nah. I'm going to have the nitro gummy and a Stella, and I'm going to be just fine.
Yeah. We've seen that Broaddus has been slowed down by absolutely nothing in the history of these bet payoffs when it comes to consuming items. I feel like today is his reckoning.
I do too, man.
I might do the pig's feet next week when Atlanta just jumps all over Philadelphia.
Yeah.
I might just do it just to prove a point.
Yeah, you got the Eagles on Monday Night Football.
Yeah.
That's nice.
There is a pickled pig's foot in there. If you'd like to just eat it now, you'd get a bet payoff in the future out of the way. I mean, we know there's going to be at least one more prediction by you this season.
If it was a real Falcon versus a real Eagle, is there an obvious victor in that situation, or would that be kind of like a coin flip?
I think the Eagle's bigger.
Yeah, kind of feel like the Eagle would take him down.
Yeah. No doubt.
There might be like some specific hunting Falcons that are so fast.
Saudi Arabian ones, I think that always
is. Is it the Farragut Falcon or something that flies so fast that if he hit that Eagle, I think he'd pair his ass up pretty good?
Yeah.
And I'm sure there's some Eagles who are horrible fighters.
Yeah.
That Hawks could beat, but I think that is scientific. The Eagle is the bigger of the two species.
Yeah, a lot bigger. 3 feet tall and about 10 pounds. The Falcons are much smaller, 20 inches tall and weigh around 3 pounds.
But some of those Eagles are essentially like buzzards. You know, they're just out there like scavenging for food, eating roadkill. You know,
carrying a deer off. You ever seen those videos? I think those are fake.
A deer off?
Dude, no. Those, hey.
I think I'm getting ball sacked on
You're
that.
Not getting ball sacked
yeah,
on
Yeah, like
that.
They're
these
carrying
birds
away
are
a deer.
Bro. Have you seen the talons on these things?
Yeah, I don't know.
If they could take a deer, they could take a human, right?
Yeah.
I don't know about that. Maybe a baby deer.
Yeah.
What is that thing that they fight on the side of the mountains?
Billy goats?
Is that what that is? Because they're like, they grab them, they just drop them and watch them die. Just bam, bam. And the billy goat does like 38 flips. That's and then cool the eagle come down there and eat
that's
them up.
That's terrible.
You just got to knock them off balance a little bit?
Yeah, just takes them off the mountain. Boom. Watch them fall.
Because they'll stand on those mountains like it's nothing.
Yeah.
Like they're on a stroll in the park, just standing on 1 foot, hundreds of feet in the air.
Mm. Oh, dude. Okay, I got the videos here. This is going to be nuts, Lucius.
Oh, yeah, watch it, bro.
Oh, my goodness. Look at the talons on these things. The yes, talons. Bro. I think it could pick,
nothing to do with it.
It could pick Broadus up right there by his dome and just do whatever it wants with him.
We go to this high desert museum just outside of Bend, Oregon every couple of years, take the kids over there, and they have like this birds of prey exhibit where they have these birds like flying around you. Ooh. And it's one of the most killer wildlife presentations you'll find out there.
Big time poo hazard.
Okay, kick off.
We're gonna track him down, Steven down. Okay. So we'll be standing by for Steven.
I'm serious. This eagle could palm Broadus's scalp the same way LeBron does a basketball, and he could dunk. He could dunk Broadus.
Do you
the
think
same
the
way.
Eagle would just better off grabbing the back of my neck or the shirt, just my shirt, and like pull him?
The shirt is a dangerous game. The shirt's gonna rip. Yeah. You got to be guaranteed that thing. I'm palming your neck.
Yeah, neck palm. Mm.
What'd you think of the self-assessment that rookie Tyler Guyton gave himself, Brian? Did you see his quotes from yesterday?
What did he say yesterday?
I loved it.
They said, how'd you play? He said, poorly. The situation is against a good player like that on the road. Couldn't hear the calls. The odds were against me. I don't think it was terrible. I felt like I could have been a lot better.
Yeah, but I think the run game stuff was pretty good for him, coming off the football, getting into the right guy. That sustain will get a little bit better as he gets going. But yeah, he was really fighting it in this pass blocking stuff, and it's tough. I mean, you're on the road, as he said, and you're just trying to survive it. I mean, they're trying to give you help, but you're trying to prove you don't need help, and it's difficult, man. Your feet, your hands, all that stuff in perfect conditions. There have been blockers. I watched Trent Williams, play against that guy, and have struggles. So that guy's a Hall of Fame left tackle.
Yeah,
that guy's going to give you problems. So hey, he's better for it. He's going to have some other ones down the road. The Watts coming up here in a little bit. That'll be interesting to see how that one works.
I mean, you got to be an athletic freak just to have the potential of staying in front of these guys and stopping them with, the way that they come flying after you. It's incredible, but it's going to take some time for it to look smooth.
I love the mindset, though. I mean, he is his own harshest critic. I mean, he was even talking about how he just doesn't give himself a lot of praise, like enjoying his work even when he does well. And Dak was talking about how he'd come back to the huddle and he's like apologizing, like, that was my fault. I let Miles Garrett get his hands on me, He got the best of me on that rep, and Dak's like, it's okay. Like, so let's just get on to the next play. But Tyler Guyton is a perfectionist, and I just love his mentality ever since he's been drafted by the Cowboys. That guy wants to just get better every day.
Yeah, Dak said he played pretty good, but liked the accountability. Guyton saying, as a competitor, you always want to do better, but I think for my first game in the NFL, it wasn't bad. A lot of room to grow. Super excited about it. I get to learn from my mistakes, and I feel like going against a great player makes you better. Honestly, I'd rather go up against a better player. But he says he feels like the losses were on him, and that's why he would say he was poor. But man, the job against Myles Garrett, I felt like it was commendable here for the first game of his NFL career. Do you expect a jump in efficiency going into week two? That was one of Dak's talking points. Usually that's when teams make that jump from week one to week two, understanding we left a lot of meat out there on the bone, was the quote there from Dak Prescott. I hope so, but I feel like we see that against good defenses.
Was that a Pigfoot reference by Dak?
Might have been.
Hello.
Is that where that originates? Meat on the bone type of deal? I'm not sure, but I do know it's now from watching Wolchuk. It can be difficult to get that meat out.
Yeah, that was a rough bone to get all the meat off of on that one. But I mean, they know what the situation was. Zach Martin was saying the same thing. Like they had an opportunity in the second half to come out and play better football on offense and just absolutely bury the Cleveland Browns, and they didn't exactly take advantage of that opportunity.
Yeah, if the Saints try and do to them what they did to Carolina, there's a chance that the Cowboys are going to make a lot of big plays in this game. Quarterback's better. He's better reader. The receivers, they'll pick up blitzes and stuff. They will, if the Saints decide that they want to be very much a blitz heavy team because they don't think they can get four home on the rush.
They can't.
They'll give up some big plays in this game.
Dennis Allen probably has a pretty good idea, though. You know?
Yeah.
You think so?
Yeah. I mean, they always, these coaches have good plans.
Okay. We'll get more Cowboy quotables coming up later in the show, but it is time now to talk with Stephen Jones here on your home of the Cowboys, 105.3 The Fan. And a good afternoon, sir. How you doing this Football Friday?
Doing great, guys. How you doing?
Oh, we're doing great. We just got the news on Ferguson. Looks like he's doubtful for Sunday, huh?
Yeah, it looks like it's going to be a stretch for him to play. Probably, not probably, we are taking a conservative route with him, get him healthy. And good news is we like our tight end group and a great opportunity for Schoonmaker and Fan Ford to step up. And we'll bring Fan up and we'll have a good group.
So, yeah, I wanted to follow up on Schoonmaker. I know, you know, tight end can be one of those positions that might take a little bit more time. Do you feel like we're still on track and developing to get there?
Oh, yes. I think, you know, his deal is he's had some injury things that have set him back a little bit. And I think he just needs to get out there and get some confidence. He played really well last week in all phases, passing game, running game, and talented guy and just needs a little confidence. And this will be a great opportunity for him to get it.
How are you feeling about this Saints matchup? I know Dak was talking about some of his buddies were texting him, "Who, Dad?" as he's a Louisiana guy, but two teams pretty close proximity, don't get to play every year. Do you see this as a rivalry?
Well, I don't know that it's a rivalry because you said we don't get to play very much, but obviously we're close. It's kind of like the Texans, not very far away, and certainly got much respect. Obviously, the late Mr. Benson was a good friend of ours, and close to the organization. Obviously, Sean Payton coached there for a long period of time. And then Mickey Loomis, his son, runs our pro personnel department for us. And so there's a lot of connections there. They put together a really good football team. Another connection, we got the Kubiak sons going against each other. Klein's in our building, certainly doing a great job in our scouting department. And then obviously, their coordinator is a Kubiak as well, and doing a great job for them, it looks like, for the Saints.
Stephen, I know you appreciate the opportunity for the elevations and stuff, and I know a lot of thought goes into that, though. Is that just one of those things that's kind of a weekly that, okay, you know, you know Nick Vigil was the guy last week, is it, and you mentioned Fant, is it one of those things where it's kind of like you have to be very mindful of who you're bringing up because you've only got so many elevations at those spots?
Yeah, I think you need to be mindful of it. A lot of it obviously has to do with injury. I mean, probably wouldn't be doing this if it weren't for the Ferguson injury and the John Stevens injury, and both those guys should be healthy, should be able to go next week. So that should take care of that. Vigil, obviously, we're paying attention to. He knows that mic position, but we're training other guys as well. So, you know, those are just the moving parts that go with it. Certainly special teams play a role in this as well. But we really like the makeup of our roster, and certainly teams take advantage of those practice squad elevations. I think it's a good thing in the NFL.
It's Stephen Jones here with you on The Fan. Sounded like Mike McCarthy, a fan of Dalvin Cook's impressive feet. Do you think he's going to make an appearance on game day soon?
I think that's possible for sure. He's obviously working hard, great team player. You know, when Zim was the head coach at Minnesota, he was not only one of his best football players, as he says it, but also a leader of the team. So he's done a great job here. Obviously, watching his brother last night, he did a hell of a job for the Bills last night. Did a hell of a job against us when we played him last year. So great to have Dalvin on the team, and I'm sure he's going to get his opportunity with us.
How much did that that win Sunday buoy you guys as far as, you know, confidence that, you know, things are coming along just great? I know the way last year ended was disappointing for a lot of fans. You guys said to open up training camp that you still believe this was a good winning team. And, you know, not only did you get the points, but the defense with Zimmer appears to be like more fundamentally sound. I know it's just one game, but it feels like the early returns are great in that department.
Yeah, we felt that, you know, as I said, we felt good about our football team. We were not only felt like we had a great draft, but we were getting guys back. like an Overshown who really stepped up and played a great game. Didn't get to play last year because of an ACL injury. Certainly some of our veteran pickups like Kendricks and Linville Joseph and Phillips, they all added to the mix. But, you know, at the same time, you're right. I think what Zim's brought to the table, he's brought an edge. There's a lot of ways to have success in this league defensively. Certainly Dan did it one way, Zim does it another. And I think it's certainly he's bringing an element to the defense that I think is very productive, and it was great to see that. Obviously, we were very confident offensively based on what we did last year. Had one of the top offenses in the league that, we were going to be able to move the ball again, and certainly we were playing against a tough Cleveland defense, but I feel like, all the pieces are there for the offensive side as well.
Have you ever eaten pickled pig's feet before?
Yes, I have.
You have? Okay, you're laughing.
Yeah, being from Arkansas, that's certainly most young men don't grow up, and you don't at least give it a try, but I actually liked them growing up.
Okay. How about that? Well, my guy Walchuk just had a bet payoff today, and he just hammered home a Big John's ready-to-eat pickled pig's foot. Is it usually as red in the jar as the one that we had, or was that an off-color situation? That
Yeah, they're a pinkish red, if you will.
Okay.
Very vinegary.
Yeah, very vinegary, for sure.
Okay, but you liked it. If you were, like, trying to give us the most, like, the weirdest thing you've ever eaten, would that probably be it, or have you had a weirder animal?
Well, there's, some people take, push back when you talk about eating Shetlands, but I'm a big fan of that as well. I grew up, my grandmother on my dad's side, she used to cook them for us, and my grandfather loved them, my father liked them, and so did I.
Wow, that's fantastic. What's the general Stephen Jones game day eating? Like during the game, are you snacking on something or what's the move there?
My go-to is I got to have the hot dog before every game. And then I'll snack on the chicken wings or chicken fingers, at halftime there. But usually can't pass up on those hot dogs, usually more than one before the game's over.
That is legendary. Of course, there's all kinds of great stuff to eat at AT&T Stadium. Have fun out there on Sunday and give them hell. We'll be pulling for you, Steven.
Appreciate you guys. Great being on.
Cheers. There he goes. Every Friday, 3 o'clock here on 105.3 The Fan. He did confirm that, Ferguson doubtful, but he likes the chances of Scooney, Brian.
He does. And we'll see with Noah Fant getting the opportunity. And you asked him about, with the situation with the running backs and stuff.
Yeah.
I think they have to be careful. This might be a game where they'll be able to run the ball, and maybe they're going to need Zeke to blitz pickup if, in fact, that the Saints are going to attack you the same way. So you're going to need him in there. But with Cook, I think that you don't want to use up all the elevations, and they're going to probably get to a point in time where, like, okay, this running game is not working, and maybe we need to see Cook for the next 3 weeks and make an evaluation from that. You just don't want to bring him up and then all of a sudden, he gets three carries and he does nothing for you, and you've wasted that elevation right there. Because if you get past the three games of the elevations, then he's got to go into the 53-man roster. And now you're saying, okay, well, who do you sacrifice? Well, you'll say maybe there'll be some injuries and stuff that will take care of that. But if everybody stays healthy throughout, then, okay, who are you taking out of the mix? I don't know if they would take Ezekiel Elliott out of the mix. I mean, Deuce Vaughn, Dowdle. Somebody's going to come out of that mix if, in fact, they have to activate maybe Cook.
Very interesting indeed. You have quite a while. What, trade deadline?
November 9th. I think it's
they pushed it back.
Yeah, it's even later now. Yeah, it's like the halfway point of the season. I'm going to play the 8th or the 9th of November, I want
to
say.
To me, it's exciting because the biggest problem, I think, on your team is the run game, but your offensive line should be good enough to get you at least average production if you have a good player in there. And if none of these guys can answer the bell over the next 6 weeks, I think it's something that could easily be remedied at the deadline without spending too much capital. NFL news of the day coming up. Well, Chuck, where are you taking it?
Yeah, we got some injury updates for you. We've got Hollywood Brown and the future of Tua. That's...
Oh, such a clutch offseason pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
And a minimal salary cap hit. Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too. What,
you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
Go to Blinds.com for up to 45% off and a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Go right now for up to 45% off at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
You sit in traffic now, but later, there's an ice cold reward. Modelo, the mark of a fighter. You've earned this rich golden lager with a crisp, refreshing taste because you know all your patience is paid out in gold. You remain calm through honks, bumper to bumper, and people yell.
Come on, move!
You are a fighter, and Modelo is your reward. Modelo, the mark of a fighter. Drink responsibly. Beer imported by Crown Imports, Chicago, Illinois.
Odyssey celebrates National Hispanic Heritage Month, brought to you by T-Mobile. You can count on T-Mobile to help you stay connected on America's largest 5G network.
For the first time, U.S. subscribers can stream MLB Network 24/7, including select out-of-market games.
Swing and a drive. It's deep. It's gone. Yes.
Stream minor league affiliates.
Home run number one.
Portrait pick number one.
Plus, get MLB Big Inning and live audio for all 30 teams.
Baseball can't get better than this.
Experience the game like never before with MLB Network and At-Bat, your all-in-one baseball destination. Only $6.99 per month. Visit MLB.com/At-Bat for details. Blackout and other restrictions apply. MLB trademarks used with permission.
It's next in the nation.
Welcome back, Nation. Thanks to Stephen Jones for joining us here on the show. Segment is time now for the NFL News of the Day. It's brought to you by Sodas. That stands for State of the Arts, brought to you by the Frankels. Life's unpredictable. Accidents happen. Franklin Frankel, the go-to attorneys for car and truck wrecks in DFW. If you or a loved one's in an accident, contact the Frankels for a free consultation. 214-817-333-3333. Jump online to frankfirm.com. Here's Walchuk with that NFL news.
We do have a couple of audio clips. One of Drew Brees talking about prepping for that Mike Zimmer defense. Then Mina Kimes podcast about the Saints offense and how impressed they were last week against Carolina. If we don't have time for all that, we can piggyback that over to 420.
Piggyback.
Right ahead of the top 10. Yeah, of course, all the pig references here today. But we did get some news. Obviously, last night was a heartbreaker to watch with Tua going down with another concussion. Now, we even had Antonio Pierce, the Raiders head coach, went to the podium today and said, I would tell Tua to retire. A lot of players have come out and former players on Twitter last night were voicing similar thoughts. Mike McDaniel was pretty outspoken and said that's, you know, probably not the route that he wants anyone to go, is talk to him about his future right now. Let's just think of the person and, you know, we'll take it from there. He's not even looking at a time frame of when he could return. But they're going to go with Skylar Thompson at quarterback as of now. Mike McDaniel today said that they might be looking at bringing in another quarterback. I've seen rumors of, you know, could Ryan Tannehill, who's still out there, possibly reunite there in Miami. Some people have tried to put Trey Lance's name in the ring there.
Since Mike McDaniel.
I like it.
Dobbs, maybe you trade for Dobbs. He's in San Francisco. You've got that relationship with McDaniel and Shanahan and Lynch. That could happen as well. But, I mean, Skylar Thompson, for Miami, a team that had, you know, obviously playoff aspirations, a playoff team last year, Skylar Thompson can't throw the football. I mean, it's a killer for guys like Tyreek Hill and Jalen Waddle, who just signed big contracts. They got to be looking at themselves like, damn, this is not good for the rest of the season if we've got to have Skylar Thompson throwing the football to us. But really, it's all about Tua and where does he go from here. That's a decision he's going to have to make with his family. But certainly a lot of people, and it's not, you often don't see another coach be that outspoken. Antonio Pierce and say, yes, I would tell him he should hang it up. He should call it a career. Think about your future.
I don't know, man. Like Troy and Roger had a lot of concussions. You know, Babe Laufenberg, a lot of concussions. I think this is an overreaction
concussions was a part of the sport for decades. And, you know, I don't think it's a you have to retire type of situation. It's a I might retire, but I wouldn't tell that man anything about what he should or shouldn't do.
I kind of wonder, because I was with Aikman at the end, and he couldn't even take a normal quarterback hit. Mm-hmm. You know, it's like you drop back and you get bumped.
Yeah.
And then it was...
like it was like Lindros.
Well, yeah. That hit that he took yesterday, like, granted, he needs to slide. Like, you don't need to be going head first if you're Tua. You need to know.
That's still an innocuous hit.
But it was like DeMar Hamlin with the... right? Like, with his arm. It wasn't even like a helmet to helmet. Yeah. It seems like kind of...
up into his chest.
Well, anytime you move the head and the neck, I think that's the problem he has, is anytime that his head and his neck move that way...
Yeah.
He's just clearly very susceptible. It triggers, yeah.
And he's very unaware of that, you know, despite his best efforts.
Well, that's kind of with Troy. He, you know, he was dealing with the back, and then Staubach, you know, he played in an era where they had no padding basically in the helmet. So his concussions were, you know, and they used to headhunt. Those Deacon Jones and Carl Ellers.
It's also just a different era now, though, with the information they've got on the concussions and CTE, and how many of these young linebackers have we seen go ahead and just retire and call it quits early?
Yeah, but I think the big thing with the difference is I'm not used to it. Maybe back in the day, you were more accustomed to seeing dudes just be KO'd and their fingers are crossed up and their arms are stiff and the fencing, whatever it is they call it, where like it's clearly this dude is KO'd like he was just in a UFC fight.
Right.
I'm not used to watching football and seeing that, even growing up and watching 2000s and things like that, when you're smacking people, you're not used to seeing guys react to the concussion the way Tua has now twice, and unfortunately for the league and everything, it's been on national television both times.
Yeah, I mean, the best thing about it was he was able to get up and walk off his own power. You know, you didn't see the stretcher come out like against the Bengals 2 years ago, but it's certainly a terrifying moment. We'll see, you know, what happens with Miami moving forward. Now, the Chiefs, they went ahead and signed Marquise Hollywood-Brown, former Oklahoma Sooner. He's now scheduled for surgery on a sternoclavicular clavicle. Is that what it is? A sternoclavicle?
Sound like a shoulder,
keep going. Was there an R at the end of it?
There is, like clavicular.
Yeah.
Is how they're spelling this. That's a tough one to say right now. The pig's in my mouth. But he could miss the remainder of the season. He's going to have surgery. They thought this was like a week-to-week deal.
Huh?
Yeah, the pig foot's in my mouth. But, man, that's a bummer for a big free agent addition that they had. Thank God they drafted Xavier Worthy now.
Mm-hmm.
They needed the weapons.
Oh, man. Yeah, it's obviously not like one of those, oh no, now they lose their chance at doing Super Bowl things. But
no, like it's a hit. Like they would have been an even better offense with him, but they're still good without him.
Right, right. But yeah, that's honestly good news for the league, though. Just a little bit less speed to have to worry about on what looked like an extremely fast offense there that first night in versus the Ravens.
I don't know that anybody truly understands what Trevor Lawrence means to Jacksonville if you're not a Jacksonville fan, but I think from the outside looking in, some of this stuff looks ridiculous. The Jags are going to rename the stadium after Trevor Lawrence for their game this weekend as part of a promotion. So obviously he signs a massive $275 million extension. The stadium name is Everbank Stadium.
Yes.
They're changing it to Trevor Bank Stadium to celebrate their starting quarterback ahead of the game against Cleveland.
Trevor Bank Stadium.
We're getting ball sacked here.
No, this is a 100% genuine, real story. It's been fact checked on multiple legitimate websites.
What are we doing? Why are we doing it?
It's a promotion. And Lawrence said, I don't like having too much of the spotlight with that stuff like that, but I think it was clever. They have the naming rights for the stadium, so it's a good play on words, and I was fine with it. So he's the ambassador, the brand ambassador for Everbank, which he signed on back in August. So this is like a promotional deal.
So they gave
him
the go-ahead to do this.
Yeah, but it's still just, you know, for a quarterback that still has a lot to prove, it's just like my goodness gracious, what are we doing here?
Yeah, I mean, it was in that same stadium that, I guess he came back and won that game versus the Chargers, right?
Yes.
He was the one that came back and won. So he has won a playoff game in that stadium, so... guess that's a little bit better.
Gator Bowl.
I've been seeing, and it's hard to disagree with the internet saying that Trevor Lawrence looks like the love child from The Sopranos, like Furio and and Mrs. Soprano.
Oh, Carmel.
Yeah.
Carmella.
Yeah. Carmella and Furio's love child is Trevor Lawrence.
Wow.
And wow. When you see it, you're like, I can't unsee it.
I could. That's spot on. I love that. Jordan Addison's been ruled out for the game against the 49ers on Sunday.
Yeah, those little guys.
Niners haven't won in Minnesota since 1992. Looking to break that streak.
Really?
Yeah. I did not was not aware of that, but it's been quite some time since San Francisco's won in Minnesota.
Been a lot of lean Niner years.
Well, they were in Minnesota last year, and it was one of those crazy. I think I got bleeped in Survivor on that one.
Oh, it was probably like that two game that losing streak that they went on
right before halftime, when I believe it was Jordan Addison caught like a huge pass right before the half. It was one of those ridiculous. It was not a good situation. Mm.
And then Christian McCaffrey, it doesn't look like he's practicing today. He's questionable. Earlier today, John Lynch saying, don't know the answer if he's going to play against Minnesota. He's dealing with Achilles tendonitis. Could be good one day, then it flares up. It's been frustrating. We're thinking long term. We need Christian healthy, fully out there. Don't want to compromise anything. So there's your Christian McCaffrey update for you fantasy footballers out there.
Yeah, they know he's injury prone, and it would be the worst thing for them and, you know, the best development possible for their rivals.
Yeah.
You know, and injuries are an unfortunate part of the game, and they have a guy there that needs special care.
All right, we can conclude NFL News of the Day. Do you want the Mina Kimes podcast, or do you want to hear from Drew Brees?
Drew Brees.
Mina. All right, so here's Mina. All right, tiebreaker, Eric.
Yeah, let's go with Mina.
All right, let's get here's Mina Kimes podcast. She had JP Acosta
former
on earlier. We'll get to Drew Brees before the top 10 list at 420. Jeez. But they're breaking down that Saints offense heading into this matchup against the Cowboys.
They're good.
What do the Saints need to do to go 2-0 this week?
I think they need to keep getting weird with their positionless personnel. There's this vivid touchdown against the Panthers in my head where Alvin Kamara is lined up at receiver. Rashid Shaheed is in the backfield with Taysom Hill, and Juwan Johnson goes in motion. It's that kind of positionless personnel stuff that Clint Kubiak is bringing from San Francisco that I really think is going to work in this game because they have so many guys who fill multiple hats and multiple roles. I don't think Dallas's second level defenders were tested very much against Cleveland offensively, but if Clint Kubiak can really kind of get his guys into positions where they can make plays on using motion and using Derek Carr to not necessarily just attack downfield consistently and relentlessly, but in order to use motion to just get the ball out in space to the best players. Get Olave involved, Alvin Kamara involved in the passing game. Taysom Hill was just doing everything. I didn't know that he was just going to line up at receiver, at quarterback, running back, and fullback. So just keep getting weird. Throw the entire kitchen sink at this defense.
Just get weird against this Mike Zimmer defense. It's going to get weird right on against you. So it's weird on weird.
Yeah.
That's it. That's all I needed to hear to flip-flop for the second week in a row, Wolchuk. Mid-show, I'm changing my prediction to the Cowboys' opponent.
Well, it worked last week, so I hope it works again.
Mike Zimmer needs more time to coach the Dan Quinn out of him, Brian.
So you're going Saints?
Going Saints.
Are you going Saints?
What's the score now?
24-17.
Just going to weird it up and get the win?
Do you think the motion and all that's going to be too much?
Yeah.
I would wait until I saw the injury report and see what all offensive linemen are not playing for the Saints.
You know, I just remember confused defensive linemen at times last year when this happens. It's like the pass rush gets neutralized. I mean, maybe I shouldn't be doing this because the Cowboys are at home. But I just feel like with the Cowboys, whenever things start to feel great, that's when we're primed for a big letdown. Mm. This feels like the Arizona game from last year, Wolchuk.
Gosh, I'd be terrible. Okay, so here's your Saints injury report. Fuaga did not practice today, but he's listed as questionable, so he hasn't practiced the last 2 days.
Okay, Lattimore, so that's a 50-50 on that.
Has not practiced the last 2 days either, but he's also listed as questionable. They've only got two players officially listed as out, and I don't think either of them are starters.
Yeah. What could possibly go wrong? Mm. All righty, there it is, your NFL news of the day with Zach Wolchuk. I feel like that prediction made Brian very uncomfortable, but not as uncomfortable as he's going to be when he sees that bill for the brisket sandwiches later.
Ooh!
Where are we going next, Krusty?
I'll tell you what. I'm going to talk to you about the officials for this week's game, and I got some questions for my guys.
Thank you, Lucius. Thank you all for making it part of your day. Happy Football Friday. It's a big one. Krusty's Corner here in just a second. The broadest bed payoff coming up at 520. The hottest food item in the world, the little nitro gummy with millions of Scovilles that will attack his cardio and gastrointestinal systems at 520 in the expressway. Krusty's Corner right here, brought to you by Reliant Air Conditioning, gimmick-free AC repair and replacement. Here's the king.
Thank you very much. I appreciate that.
Thank you.
That's a nice buildup to get that done.
Yeah, I thought your Krusty's Corner listeners would appreciate knowing you'll be the star of the show again at 5:20.
Yeah, I'm looking forward to
that. Hell yeah, you will.
I'm looking forward to that. Wolchuk was over there wiping down his area. Did you notice that? Smell is just maybe
he won't totally recover from that for at least 24 hours.
It just won't go away. That vinegar is just here to stay.
Were you surprised that Stephen Jones was as enthusiastic about the pig's feet?
I was. But I guess, Arkansas
guy, yeah.
Maybe I shouldn't have been.
Yeah. I would think Stephen Jones, because, you know, they're big hunters. Like, hey, I thought he was saying, well, one time I had a duck heart or something, you know. I thought he was going to say,
yeah.
You know, like, oh, one time we were out. You know,
just had a beating deer.
Duck heart, man.
We were shooting deer.
Super nutritious.
Deer, and I had a liver right there on the, you know, right out of the side. You know, I was thinking.
At least a squirrel or a possum or something.
Yeah. See, I would rather have the feet than a squirrel. I would rather eat the pig's feet than a squirrel.
I mean, if you're talking like squirrel off the grill,
possum,
I'll take squirrel off the grill before I go pig foot out of a jar.
Yeah,
I don't know, man. That's
possum. I would not want
possum. Seems like a kind of diseased animal, doesn't it?
The marsupial,
yeah, kind of dirty. Diseased.
The squirrel's getting a good life, though. You know, he's very a lot of cardio.
Yeah,
mostly eating walnuts and stuff. You pecans. Think
Lucius is possum? Have you ever had possum?
No, I'm not eating possum.
Okay, gosh. I was worried you were
going
to say, man.
Unless it's like Armageddon or something going down, then I'll eat it. Okay. No, there's too many other options.
Yeah, I think so, too. All right. We're going to talk about the officials for this week's game. I always do this on a Friday.
Zebra Report. Here we go.
Zebra Report. Sean Smith.
Oh, crap.
Sean Smith's got this one this week.
Got a bad rap, doesn't he?
It's kind of interesting. He's kind of, he officiated a game. Your last game of the season last year against the Commanders. And so, and then the game after that that he did the conference championship game last year.
Which one?
He did the Kansas City Baltimore game. So usually when you do that, you're like going to be the Super Bowl guy like in the coming year.
Oh, next year you got a shot at the big one.
They're looking at him as like he's going to be like a big time dude.
But just different degrees of crap, if you ask me, Brian. I don't like any of these guys.
Yeah, there's...
they all stink.
They all stink.
But, all a bunch of jobbers.
Sean, his week one game was Tennessee at Chicago. And so, had 15 calls for 105 yards. Small sample size. I'll just give you what happened in that game. They had four false starts. Four offensive holding penalties. And then two, this is special team stuff. Illegal block above the waist. Those are ones you kind of like.
Above the waist?
Above the waist.
I thought it was you couldn't go low.
Yeah, illegal block above the waist. They had two of those in this game.
Well, the Cowboys did have a couple of plays where they, like, all the linemen chop blocked.
Yeah.
I hope they don't get caught on that.
No, you could do that in the line of scrimmage.
So they'll be okay with that.
A lot of this illegal block above the waist stuff is special teams.
Is that like pushing in the back?
Yeah. Kind of like hitting them in the back. Yeah, almost like the old clippings and stuff like that. But Sean also had too many men on the field, so they're counting you up for that. Yeah, you don't need that. And all of a sudden, you're going for a field goal at half, and all of a sudden, you got 12 dudes on the field. One of those things. Sean's gonna be counting you up for that. Illegal formation was the last one. Those are the top five: false start, offensive holding, illegal block above the waist, too many men on the defense, too many men on the field, and then illegal formation. If you go back and look at his history. Of 2023, his number one calls or his cruise calls were offensive holding. Then he had 28 of these. He had 28 unnecessary roughness calls. Okay? Now think about that. 28 of those, that's kind of like, okay, I'm not going to let you play. I'm not going to let you get chippy. I'm not going to...
It's like two a game almost.
Yeah. But unnecessary roughness was a big factor. DPI, defensive pass interference, was number three. Defensive holding, he had nine.
Yeah.
And then delay of game. Here we go again. Delay of game, they had eight of them last year. So here's another clock watcher. you know, you get down to that.
Yeah.
You get down to that point. We saw what happened. Remember last week I told you about Cleet Blakeman and that crew. What happened before half? Guy didn't reset the clock.
Yeah.
Here we go. You know, delay of game.
Should be fungible.
Yeah. Well, so from last season, offensive holding, unnecessary roughness, might not let you play, might not let you get chippy in this one. DPI, defensive pass interference, defensive holding, and delay of game. That would be Sean Smith. He is your official for the game this week.
Well, we want him having a tight whistle with that offensive holding the way Micah gets after him.
Yeah. Yeah. I agree with you on that. Chief.
Yes, sir.
Hunter Lipke is going to be more of a factor than Luke Schoonmaker in this game.
I will say true on that one, man. They were loving some Lipke after the game this past week. They got him involved in the passing game last week as well. I think there's more in store for him, and I think they trust him more than Scoonie at this point.
How about you there, Wooly Bully? Hunter Lipke is going to be more of a factor than Luke Schoonmaker.
Yeah, I think I would absolutely agree. I think Lipke has a role. Mike McCarthy loves him. I'm sure they've got a variety of ways that they can use him. Look, Scoonie, it's a big week for him regardless. Yeah. He's going to have to be somewhat of a factor. He's going to be out there a ton. But I think ultimately, like, who ends up ending this game with more production, I would probably say Lipke.
Dawson, Hunter Lipke. It's going to be more of a factor than Luke Schoonmaker in this game.
I hate it, but I would agree with that. You know, I think Scoonie is a massive bust there in the second round. Mm-hmm. Stephen Jones joined us at the top of the hour, says, you know, he's still on track. He's just, you know, got injured, so hasn't been able to play as much. I hope he's right. You know, I remember how long it took Dalton Schultz. You know, yeah. They were bringing in like Blake Jarwin and drafting other guys, hoping to find a tight end. Sure. Well, Dalton was sitting on the roster. Year four, he shows up and he was great. And then year five, but I just don't think lightning's going to strike like that again for you.
I kind of feel like that this could be a good game for Dallas's tight ends. And because of the amount of single high coverage you get, and, you know, when you look at the Saints, if they're going to play a ton of man coverage, I'll be interested to see how that, I would love to have Jake Ferguson. We all love to have Jake Ferguson in this game, but when you look at the Saints in the secondary with Will Harris and then Tyrann Mathieu, we're going to play around the line of scrimmage. Man, there's going to be some opportunities to run up the seam and make some plays here in man coverage. And I hope that Luke Schoonmaker could be that guy. But I think that Hunter Lipke, Wooly Bully, you're right. They've got more in mind for him than they do for Luke Schoonmaker.
I mean, the deception, like, is he going to run it? Is he going to catch it?
Yeah.
You know, I think he's just more of a player.
I agree. Dawson.
Yeah.
Is there an area that worries you the most about this matchup? Is there an area of the game that you worry about in this matchup?
Yeah. You know, I think the motion at the snap is big. I think Olave is a great player. You know, they have a number of wide receivers. I think this is going to test your defensive backs more than last week against the Browns.
How about you there, Chieftain?
Yeah, I mean, there's not much that really concerns me. I guess if they're able to confuse the offensive line consistently with some of their blitzes and mm-hmm. having free rushers could be something, but I think I'm reaching for something when I say that. Obviously, watching the Zimmer defense versus a Shanahan-style offense like this is going to be interesting, but I like the Cowboys anyways.
How about you there, Wooly?
I think that's the only thing. I mean, I like what the Cowboys have at corner. Kalen Carson played well last week. Mm-hmm. I mean, look, Shahid is fast. You know, yeah. maybe the speed element of him, if they can block it up, Derek Carr certainly is going to be able to push the ball down the field where Deshaun Watson was not. So you could get tested there, but it's really just about the pre-snap motion. How are they lining up? I mean, that audio we played was great. You got Shahid mm-hmm. in the backfield, mm-hmm. what they're doing with both of their running backs, with Williams and Kamara. Yeah. It'll be interesting to see the Cowboys get tested defensively that way, making sure everybody is all lined up on the same page. You don't have any bus.
Yeah, I kind of worry about the nickel and dime in Dallas in this game, that maybe the ball is not going to go down the field. That all of a sudden it's
quick passing game.
Yeah, underneath. It's Foster Moreau. It's putting Kamara out in the flat. It's just quick, you know, Olave. I just worry about them not letting the Dallas pass rush be a factor in this game.
Diggs will jump one or two. Yeah.
And in Dak's three starts against the Saints, I think he's averaging just under 17 points per game.
Mm.
So don't rule out that they got some
the
answers.
I think this is the worst version of their defense, though, that Dak's ever seen.
Well, I've seen...
Lattimore doesn't play for sure.
I've seen the last time that Dallas won a game where they scored less than 20... This is from Nick Harris. Last time Dallas won a game scoring less than 20 points was when they played the Saints that one time.
Back in 2018, that 13-10 game. 13-10
the Jordan
game.
Lewis game.
Other than that, they've lost like 23 straight games.
Yikes.
Not scoring. So let's hope they put up some points today. Thank you, boys. Appreciate you.
Thank you, Brian. Krusty's Corner brought to you by Reliant Air Conditioning every day at 3:40. Another reminder for you. You know, Brian is going to do a bet payoff that YouTube considers self-harm. It's a little nitro gummy bear. And it's coming up at 5:20. He's very confident, though, which is pretty cool. Okay, speaking of the Aints, you got Luke Johnson. He covers the football team for the New Orleans Times Picayune. And he'll jump on with us, tell you about this football team next in the nation.
Why does this room look amazing? What'd you change?
Oh, I just got these custom shades from Blinds.com. It's all online, so it's really easy. Great price, too.
Ugh, I remember shopping for Blinds. I waited around all day just to get a quote.
Hi, sorry I'm late. I know you said just the bedroom, but what do you feel about the
bathroom?
I feel
like I had to say yes, just to get rid of her.
All right, just go ahead and sign here and we'll get everything taken
care of. It took forever. And the worst part? Hidden fees. How about you?
I chatted with my Blinds.com design consultant on my time, got free samples, and it was all super high quality at a great price. Plus, they make it easy to DIY or add installation like I did.
Blinds.com sounds way better.
Way better. And everything comes with their 100% satisfaction guarantee. Plus, check this out. I can control them from my phone.
Whoa, magic.
There's a better way. Shop Blinds.com for up to 45% off. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Trying to figure out what to eat for dinner yet again? With Norse sides and bouillon as your not-so-secret ingredient, you can skip the drive-thru and do dinner at home. Knorr Taste Combos provide a menu of delicious, affordable, and well-balanced meals that you can prepare in 30 minutes or less. Visit Knorr.com to get quick and easy recipe ideas for your home-cooked weeknight dinners. It's not fast food, but it's so good.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly!
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
In the fast-paced world of attacking, speed is everything. And that's where the Furon 7 Plus shines. Engineered for accuracy and precision at a rapid pace, it's your secret weapon on the pitch. Experience overall comfort and precise striking, even in the game's fastest moments. The nylon outsole, with its V-shaped stud configuration, is designed for firm ground, giving you the grip you need to outmaneuver your opponents. Step up your attacking game and learn more and purchase the Furon at NewBalance.com.
Odyssey celebrates National Hispanic Heritage Month, brought to you by T-Mobile. You can count on T-Mobile to help you stay connected on America's largest 5G network.